everybody. My grandmother is back with another passing thought. And this time, it's about arrows.
Today's focus, as usual, it all comes from our daily lives. And today my focus is on the word arrows. We have heard this word from our childhood in many stories given by our grandparents. We have seen in mythological stories with different meanings, different shapes, all of that. I am just picking up the word arrows from our day-to-day's life. What has it done to me? Let me first share that with you quickly. It has shown me these are sharply pointed. It could be even blunt, not hurting anybody, but just flying out in the sky. And today I'm going to say something about it from my daily experience with you people. Which day is there where I did not face this arrow or not seen this arrow? Not a single day. Arrows are not going to leave me. Every day I see them. Some are very sharp. I somehow feel a poke and I said, ouch, that was very hard. And maybe sometimes some false tears come and I just wipe it. Sometimes it doesn't even touch me. It just flies like a feather and goes away. And then I smile, arre, what have I done today to be so kind to me that you didn't even touch me today, gave me a kiss and went off? True, they have inner meaning. They are there to hurt us. They are sometimes there to poke us. Now being the season of COVID, we all feel this. Whether we like it or we don't like, do we have a choice? No. So let us remember, arrows do not come with a choice. It will stay in our life. It will do what it is meant to be doing. And we are there to face them the way they are given to us. We face it boldly. We stand up and say, okay, I got it. Thank you for reminding me. I rub it off. Give a rub, blow it off and let it go and smile and say goodbye to you for today. Let it come tomorrow and I will face it tomorrow again, boldly and smilingly, keeping our heads up. If I do that, I feel the power in my chest of holding myself up against and with the arrows. Thank you for listening once again. This is your Margaret. With some arrows filled in her basket today. Thank you. Bye.
That was today's passing thought. If you like it, please share it with your friends and subscribe. So the next time my grandmother has a passing thought, you will know immediately. Have a lovely day. Bye.